Speaker!
Mr. Speaker, Mr. Little can spend all his time in question time asking his questions if he wants, but the real question is, will he get back on side with his caucus who now hate him because he's polling 25% because he wants to means test New Zealand Super? It ain't going well, Andrew.
Order.
The Prime Minister, John Key, in the first question time since Budget Day, launching another attack on opposition leader Andrew Little with some help from his National Party's chief whip.
Supplementary question, Tim McIndoe.
Thank you, sir, to the Prime Minister. What reports has the Prime Minister received on other approaches to managing retirement savings policy?
Provided it's within Speaker. The Prime Ministerial responsibility, I call the Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Speaker, I've seen a number of conflicting reports on other approaches to retirement savings policy. One included a question about means testing New Zealand Super. The answer was, and I quote, yep, I don't think we can avoid looking at that.
That earned Mr. Key and his chief whip a rebuke from the Speaker, David Carter.
It is not reasonable to use questions from the governing party or its support party simply to attack other members in the House.
Mr. Carter then got into a stoush with Winston Peters when the New Zealand First Leader included in his supplementary question a phrase from Andrew Little's primary question.
Renege on any other commitments.
Order, can I just have the supplementary question without
the getting it right now. I'm relating it to the primary question.
Order. Member will resume his seat.
The Speaker said it was already built into the rules requiring a relationship between primary questions and supplementary questions.
There is no need for an introduction about relating it to the primary question. I don't want to have to repeat this for the member. We will be moving to somebody else if I need to.
Mr. Speaker, with the greatest respect, and I have been here longer than you.
Order.
If I intend there to be some relativity to what I'm about to ask, to the primary question, that's up to my discretion. With the greatest respect, this is the first time I've had someone make the ruling you've just made from that chair.
The Speaker then made good on a threat to move the next question along the opposition front bench.
I have the right to decide where I'll take a supplementary question. I warned the member that he would not get a second chance. I'm going to hear one from Andrew Little.
Mr. Peters objected.
Right Honourable Winston Peters.
Mr. Speaker, you did not tell me that I would not get a supplementary question.
Order.
You've decided arbitrarily
order.
To do that now.
Order. The member will now leave the chamber.
And so Mr. Peters became the third MP to be ejected from the chamber in the last 7 days, following Labour's Grant Robertson on Wednesday and fellow New Zealand First MP Ron Mark, who was sent out by Deputy Speaker Chester Burrows on Friday, but was back in the chamber with this question for the Prime Minister.
When he said in the House, quote, get some guts, was he talking to opposition parties or the Iraqi army, which has been in retreat for the last 2 months and was routed at Ramadi by a force they outnumbered 10 to 1?
Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Speaker, well, really specifically, I was speaking to the Leader of the Opposition, who I think in his heart of hearts knows the right thing for this country to do on a bipartisan basis is actually to stand up to the people who undertake these atrocities. And I hope he will eventually see it our way because we are right on this side of the House.
Supplementary.
Supplementary question, Ron Mark.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Does the Prime Minister agree with the US Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman, General Martin Dempsey, who said, quote, the Iraqi security force was not driven out of Ramadi, they drove out of Ramadi?
Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr. Speaker, I'm not going to be a Monday morning quarterback on what happened in Ramadi, but I simply say the member, if he thinks that isn't going to increase the risks to New Zealanders, then it's really unbelievable. And if the member wants to go out there and tell New Zealanders that he's quite prepared through his own inactions to put them at greater risk, then he's welcome to go and campaign on doing that, but he'll run a million miles from that when I start pointing it out publicly, and that's what I intend to do.
Ron Mark also asked the Speaker to allow a snap debate on the developments in Iraq.
The government decision to deploy troops to Iraq was announced in February of this year and was debated in the House at that time. Because the application does not meet any of the criteria for an urgent debate set out in Standing Order 389, it is declined.
Mr. Carter also declined requests for snap debates on a breakdown in contract talks between the government and Relationships Aotearoa and the new, smaller design for Sky City's Auckland Convention Centre. More details on our website, parliamenttoday.co.nz. I'm Tom Frewin, and this programme was made with funding from Parliament.